This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, February 6th. Good morning. I'm Chuck Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump backs Gallagher. Road fees debate escalates. EPA blocks some California truck inspections and subsidies saving ag economy. President Donald Trump has endorsed Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher in the race to fill vacant Northern California congressional seat previously held by Doug LaMalfa, given the GOP candidate a high-profile boost early in the special election contest. Trump announced his support in a social media post calling Gallagher an, quote, American first patriot, backing his campaign to represent a district dominated by rice and ranching. The endorsement comes as the field begins to take shape ahead of the June primary for the August 4 special election to serve the remainder of LaMalfa's term. The nod from Trump, expected to carry weight among Republican voters in the heavily GOP-leaning district. Republican lawmakers are pushing back on AB 1421. That's a proposal on refining the state's road usage charge, warning it could pave the way for a vehicle miles travel fee, which would hit rural drivers and farm communities hardest. The measure would study alternatives to the gas tax as fuel-efficient and electric vehicles erode traditional transportation revenues. Assembly Republicans argue the bill signals movement toward a per-mile charge and raises privacy and affordability concerns, particularly for residents who must drive long distances for work and services. Several rural and agriculture interests are backing the bill. That includes cattlemen, fresh fruit growers, and dairies, along with the California Chamber of Commerce and rural county representatives of California. Supporters stress that AB 1421 does not create a new fee, but keeps research and stakeholder input moving forward. EPA has moved to limit California's Clean Truck Check program, preventing the state from applying its emission inspection requirements to trucks registered outside California under federal law. EPA has granted only partial approval to California's heavy-duty inspection and maintenance regulation, known as the Clean Truck Check, allowing it to apply to vehicles registered in California while blocking its use on out-of-state and foreign-registered trucks within the state's federally approved air quality plan. EPA said California did not provide the legal assurances required under the Clean Air Act to extend the rule beyond its borders, citing potential conflicts with the Constitution's Commerce Clause and federal authority over interstate and international commerce. The program, created to ensure emissions control systems on heavy-duty trucks are working properly, requires vehicle testing, reporting, and compliance fees for trucks operating in California. While the federal decision limits how the rule counts toward California state implementation plan, state regulators say enforcement will continue under state authority for all trucks traveling in California, regardless of where they are registered. Government subsidies are keeping the nation's farm economy afloat even more than last year. USDA's forecasting that farm income will be relatively stable this year only because of increased government payments. Net farm income forecast at $153.4 billion this year, a 2.6% decline from last year when adjusted for inflation. Direct government payments to farmers expected to jump $13.8 billion to $44.3 billion this year. The cattle sector continues to be one major bright spot in the industry. Revenue from cattle and calves is projected to rise 4.1% this year, $5.2 billion on continued increases in cattle prices. CattleFacts CEO Randy Block told cattle producers yesterday to expect the nation's historically small herd to start expanding this year. This will be the low in slaughter production in 2026. The cattle herd will begin that long, slow growth. American farmers are facing unprecedented pressures, according to a new report from the Modern Ag Alliance, which echoes recent warnings from ag leaders about a potential collapse in the U.S. agriculture industry. Rising input prices, low commodity prices, and regulatory uncertainty are causing a lack of confidence in the ag community, the report says. 6 in 10 farmers, for example, say that without a course correction, farming may cease to exist as we know it, and only about half would recommend farming as a career to their children. This data shows that economic pressure and regulatory uncertainty are colliding on the farm, MAA Executive Director Elizabeth Burns Thompson said in a news release. Policymakers need to understand what this means in real terms for farmers' ability to stay in business and for the affordability of America's food, fuel, and fiber. MAA was founded by glyphosate manufacturer Bayer, now includes more than 100 state commodity groups. A government attorney urged a skeptical federal appeals court panel yesterday to reverse a lower court injunction requiring the Agriculture Department and 4 other agencies to resume processing funds that had been frozen by the Trump administration. Justice Department lawyer Sean Janda said a nationwide injunction issued by district court judge in Rhode Island that stopped the agencies from withholding some program funds, quote, goes well beyond what was necessary to address harms expressed by a coalition of groups that filed the suit. Janda acknowledged there is evidence of individual grants or programs being frozen, but said there was no evidence to show that USDA and other agencies were following, quote, agency-wide categorical no discretion left freeze. However, the judges of the First Circuit Court of Appeals seemed skeptical. One said Janda's argument implies, quote, that the secretary just stayed mum, but the lower-level people in the agency individually made judgments to follow the executive order. In response, Janda said, quote, no, my point, Your Honor, is just that I'm sure word filtered through the many, many levels in between the president and these line-level officials, but there's just not evidence in the record about exactly how that happened. Here's today's final word. Employers are devastating workers' livelihoods and taking no responsibility for the callous decisions of this unchecked technology. That's the word of Lorena Gonzalez, president of the California Federation of Labor Unions, AFL-CIO, backing a new bill by State Senator Jerry McNary of Pleasanton to require human oversight of AI systems in the workplace. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, February 6th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Nally.